Welcome to Confidence on the Go, the podcast about accelerating your personal momentum in life by inspiring you to believe and achieve. Whether you have fitness goals, business goals, or personal dreams, this is your source for success. Here is your host and your coach, author and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell.
Good morning, guys. This is Trish Blackwell. I am recording this in the morning, so wherever you are in your day, happy day to you. This is episode number 22 of Confidence on the Go, also known as the Confidence Podcast. I am excited that you're here with me today. We're talking about some awesome strategy on how to take action on life. This is the podcast about accelerating your life to the next level and being the best version of you possible. I want every one of you to live a life that's worth telling a story about, that to live 100% authentically yourself and to stop wasting time trying to be an imitation of something or someone that you're not. So this is a show that if you're new, I just want to welcome you. We get into the nitty gritty of how to really reflect and take action on being our true selves. And sometimes it's tough to face reality and where you're really at, but the only way to get unstuck is to break out and make changes. If you want to change something, you have to change something. And I am actually fresh from my first trip to Michigan. So if, for those of you who are out there in Michigan listening, I actually spent some time in Alpena, the big city of Alpena, with my friend Trina Gray. We had an awesome time checking out the Bay Athletic Club and Bay Urban and just the Shipwreck Museum. It's just a really cool place. Never seen Lake Huron. And it's just a really cool opportunity to go up and see a different part of the world. And, got off of a mastermind retreat with Todd Durkin, and we call it the Power of 10, and it's 8 of us right now, and Trina hosted the group, and it's just absolutely mind-blowingly powerful of just what happens when you surround yourself with greatness. I'm telling you guys, we've shared this in episodes before, but I really need you to think about, who are you surrounding yourself with? And even if these people aren't tangibly or physically around you, you certainly can surround yourself and saturate your mind with truth, with greatness, and with people who are going to encourage you and challenge you to take your life to the next level. And that's exactly what this mastermind does for me. We're, this group of spending 48 hours of laser coaching with high performers and experts in their fields and achievers and creators and critical thinkers and people who aren't settling for just being okay. These are true leaders in the fitness industry in particular. And so it's so cool what happens when you put yourself in an environment to be around them. And I want to challenge you. Are you reading the right books? Are you reading? It's not okay to not read. You're already doing the right thing by listening to podcasts that are focused on self acceleration and development. So I commend you on that. That's a great start right there. Just by the mere fact that you're listening to today's show. But who are you letting be big influencers in your life? And coming back from Alpena and talking about today's topic being laser action, getting stuff done. And you can relabel that however you want. I try to keep this show clean. So getting stuff done. The best way to get stuff done effectively is to put yourself around people who also get stuff done. And it's amazing. It can be contagious when you see someone really making a difference in their community or in their business or in their own personal development. And you see someone taking action, it's a lot easier to take action. It's a lot of Newton's law. Something that starts in motion is going to stay in motion. And so you might struggle right now because one of the reasons you're not able to accelerate is that you're simply not used to taking action and being in motion. In fact, I was speaking with a friend the other day, and I mean, I would say 95% of people don't take the action in life that they could. And this particular friend is a business owner, and she's got some great stuff out there and things that she really needs to launch and completed projects that can be phenomenal, life-changing for people. And I asked her, I said, so what's the status on those? Where are they at? And she said, they're done, but they're not out there in the world available for people. When I asked why, she said she got overwhelmed in the decision on a couple on deciding what category it should be on Amazon, or she wasn't sure what the cover of it should look like or what the price point. And at some point, you can't get bogged down in the small details. And that's where I think we're this 95% where people get so bogged down. We think it has to be perfect. We talked about this last episode where 90% perfect shared with the world and making impact to the world is much more valuable than 100% perfect in your mind. That's a John Acuff quote from his book, Quitter. It's the same thing here. If you let yourself get bogged in the details and overwhelmed with decisions, you're never going to move anywhere. And so the reason of this topic, and I realized in talking to her that we have to address some very basic five-step strategy. And I have 2 5-step strategy plans for you so that you know what to do. And also, before I forget, I do have a special announcement at the end of this of today's episode. So make sure you hang tight to the end. It's really exciting news. And I announced it on Facebook. If you aren't on my Facebook page yet, it's where I post a lot of things between shows. So you definitely, if you're waiting for every Tuesday to come out so you can be inspired and get your dose of confidence for the week, make sure you hit up my page. It's facebook.com/TrishBlackwellFitness. So, you know, I would say the reason I wanted to give you these strategies was that I have learned over time just to take quick action. And I think a lot of times I just take it for granted, and I've learned that that's actually one of my strengths, is that I'm a laser action oriented. I'm definitely an action taker. And it's come quite naturally to me. And so since I'm in that minority of who it comes naturally to, I want to empower you, because it's not okay to keep making excuses. A lot of people ask me, you know, how do you get so much done? Why? And a couple of reasons. First and foremost, my greatest fear is not to waste any more time in my life than I already have. For those of you who know my story, you know my reasons why. And for those of you who don't know my story, my quick story is that I wasted 10 years of my life being self-absorbed and miserable and trapped in the depths and throes of a really dark eating disorder and body image complex. And then in addition to that, I had another 2 years that I spent in a toxic, committed relationship that was abusive and toxic, and someone who was telling me that I wasn't good enough. And I spent all of my time, energy, and effort trying to look and act and be someone that I wasn't. And thankfully, I had two near-death experiences within, a window of 18 months of themselves that really woke me to the true fragility of life, to truly taking action. And if I go into detail in this story and in some other episodes, and also in my book, The Skinny Sexy Mind. But briefly, the first one was a physical attack and rape and waking up. And for those of you out there, I want you to know that I am not afraid to talk about the things that people don't talk about, because we have to talk about these things. If we don't, they get shoved under the carpet and swept to the side, and we never are able to heal or know that there's hope. And that's why I share my story about rape and sexual assault, and my story about eating disorder and body image issues and truly struggling with depression. I need you guys to know, because I know there are thousands of you out there listening that have similar stories, but you think that you can't share it because it's too painful, shameful, or hurtful, or that you're never going to have an opportunity to truly live a life worth telling a story about after that, that maybe you're too hurt or truly just sidetracked by those experiences. And while you should be, absolutely go through a grieving process and a healing process and those very serious things, I share with you so that you know that there's hope, there is light, there is another way to live, there is hope for healing, and life is good. And that's why I share that. I want to speak about the things that other people don't speak about, because we need to. I needed that kind of voice when I was in those places, so I'm determined to be that kind of voice now. And the other my other near-death experience was a bike accident where I got hit by a big truck while I was riding a bicycle. And long story short, truly experiencing that, flipping over my handlebars, sliding across the road before my Ironman, and thought I was dying, having the flashes of my best experiences of life. And it was crazy. And it just made me see life from a different perspective. My point is, I refuse to let myself engage in self-doubt when it comes to taking action or being slow in making decisions that's going to help me take action. I refuse to tolerate indecisiveness only because I know, one, that my greatest fear is not to waste any more life that I already have. And then furthermore, that I needed a voice of change. I needed someone to inspire me. I needed a voice that would be a guiding light while I was in these places of darkness. And so I know that what I do now is making a big impact for people out there that are in those similar places and giving them courage to break free. So my first recommendation to you, if you really want to make a change in your life, you need to get to the why. If you've not understood yet why you want to make a change and why you need to, do it now. Figure that out. I was speaking with someone yesterday and he said, "Trish, I'm in a miserable place." And I said, "Man, you know, this is not okay. Like, thank you for being honest." I said, "Hey, what are you doing right now to make a difference? What are you changing right now?" And he said, "To be honest, nothing." And, you know, that broke my heart. And I told him, I said, "If you want to change, you have to change something." And he said, "I know." He said, "Right now I'm too busy feeling sorry for myself." And he goes, "And that's not what you want to hear, but it's the truth." And I, you know what? I respect truth, but what I respect more is pushing through and doing what you know you need to do. You have to stop blaming life. You have to stop blaming your circumstances around you. You have to stop being a victim and go be a conqueror. Go do something. It's, if not for yourself, for the other people that are in your circumstance or have experienced the same thing as you, that need to know that there's a way to break out and break free. You just have to go do something. And I'll tell you what, I don't actually get angry over many things, but one easy way to get me really riled up, and my mastermind group knows this because this just happened when I was in Alpena. You will get me on my soapbox if someone's engaging in settling for good enough because they're afraid, they're too afraid and too insecure to believe that they deserve more. And second thing that riles me up are people that never accept responsibility for where they are and for their own decisions. And instead they play the blame game, and their blame game keeps them in being where they are and victimized and never taking action on life. And they end up throwing life in the toilet. And I'll tell you what, those things, I will do whatever I need to do to show someone that you don't have to live that way. You don't have to think that way. Furthermore, that kind of thinking is lazy and average, and you're better than that. I think fundamentally, the core of the issue is you need to know that you're better than that, that you're worth more, that you have so much more to give. And I think that's where our fear comes in. We think, who are we to have something to give to the world? Who are we to think we deserve anything better? And it goes back to, who are you not? Who are you not to? You are created beautifully and with unique qualities and traits and talents and characteristics. And the world needs you, period. Your immediate world, your secondary circle, the tertiary circle around that. And then you have no idea what kind of ripple effect your small actions make. But you won't ever know that until you stop feeling sorry for yourself and you actually start taking action. You don't have to know, and we've talked about this before in previous episodes, you don't have to know the whole path. You just have to know that you want to start change. And that's the secret to laser action taking. You don't have to know exactly what you're doing, but your first strategy, the first step of that strategy is making a decision to just do something. You just have to do something. And so I broke it down into five major steps, and these are the fully explained steps. And then I also have five steps and five one-word statements that you can write down, and I want you to write them down today and post them somewhere that you will continually see them. And it depends upon where you're struggling to take action. If you're struggling in your own business, or you're maybe you're a rising entrepreneur, or you're stuck in the same position of your job and you need to get that resume out and finally get the job of your dreams, I want you to post these at your desk. If you're struggling taking action in your own personal change, post these on your mirror. Post them in your daily planner, in your car. The first thing, and those are the one words, so we'll get to that. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Number one, pick one thing. Pick one thing, one way to start. You can't pick 10 things and do them all at one time. Pick one thing and do it well to start. Number two, stop second-guessing every detail of what you're doing and just make a decision. Schedule time in chunks and give yourself deadlines. So I think we get panicked and we overthink everything. And if you're overthinking, you're never going to come to a point where you make a decision. It's not the decision that matters as much as the action moving forward. Because you can always course correct. You can always course correct. An airplane flight never goes straight directly to their target. They're always off in degrees. They always just simply course correct. And that's what I need you to do. Take action. The decision is just trivial. It doesn't matter what you're deciding if you're deciding what category to put your book in on Amazon or what category not to. You can always change it. You can always course correct. Get out there and just start taking action. Now, once you've done action and you're really laser focused on getting stuff done and you can be hyper productive, that's when you start implementing much more detailed strategy. But until you can execute basic strategy, you can't get to the complex strategy that you really need to make the deep impact in your life that you want to. So create a deadline for yourself and hit that deadline. And if you need to, set out chunks of time. If writing a book is your dream, start today. Write for 30 minutes. That's it. Who cares? I don't care if you get one word on the page or 1,000 words. Write. Give yourself 30 minutes. No more, no less. Just start. Number three, take actions. No, there's just no excuses. It goes back into the second end of that second point is just start. Just start. Don't say you're starting this week and start next week. Start today. Number four, push through barriers with executed decisions. Don't let decisiveness or feeling overwhelmed let your insecurity or doubt creep in. Basically, trust your calling. Trust yourself. Trust your capability. Trust your ability and your adaptability. Trust that you don't have to know all the details now, but that you're a great learner and that you will be that student. When the student needs a teacher, you will find that teacher. It's crazy. When you think about when you've needed mentors in your life and you actually looked around and was absorbent and you sought great people, mentors came to you. You can't teach someone something until they're ready to be a student and learn. So you have to trust that you are a student of life and that you're going to be around people who can teach you things and that you're going to absorb and learn how to deepen these actions and follow throughs. And so I think a lot of us don't move forward on things because we get so overwhelmed and say, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do the technology on that, or I don't know how to execute that. And I'm really bad at math. Who am I to think I'm going to be able to run a business if I can't even figure out my own bills and QuickBooks? And while some of that is true, the real truth is that you're a smart human being and you're capable of learning, and learning is a skill. And the more you learn, the more you're going to be able to learn and retain. And it's just practice that you're going to learn the steps how to get there. And it's an exciting process. Trust yourself and trust the calling. You have to. And then five, complete what you start. Complete what you start. Don't allow yourself to not finish what you start. And, you know, you guys have heard on the episode where we talked about the Spartan race that I really pride myself on a couple things. And one thing is that I always do what I say I'm going to do. And in that, I always complete what I'm going to start. I always do. It's something I promised myself when I was younger. And I would say, obviously, I do fall short in some things in this category and in this promise to myself. But I'll tell you what, I do my absolute best to always complete what I start. Period. I do. I do my absolute best to always complete what I start. Don't be the person who starts something and doesn't finish it. I mean, there are so many people out there who have these great ideas, these dreams of how they'd like life to really be, and a vision for their ideal life, ideal attitude, ideal body, ideal relationship, ideal role as a parent. And yet 95% of people don't actually even start to do something about it. Maybe 90% don't start. Maybe 5% start. And then they think, this is too hard. We get distracted with the fact that one day is a small defeat. If you have a weight loss goal, you get distracted that 1 week you didn't lose weight. And so you get down on yourself and you think, oh, who was I to think that I could do this anyways? And then you overeat or you self-sabotage or you don't come into the gym or you stop meeting with your trainer or you make excuses. And then you get down and you change your attitude and you're never going to be able to do anything in life with a bad attitude. You're not. We can't allow small setbacks, small defeats, small amounts of fatigue and discouragement that we feel from these battles, let's call them battles of life. We can't let that sidetrack and derail us completely from the end goal. And that's what so many of us do. It's not that we're not capable of doing this and we fight these battles, but we get so down on the fact that life is going to throw challenges at us. And I think a lot of people give up before they even start because of the thought that they don't want to have to keep fighting the good fight because they don't believe that they're actually strong enough to keep carrying through to the end to get to the point of success or completion that they want. And I'm telling you what, it's not about your strength. It's not about your endurance. It's not about your anything but your mindset and your decision to complete what you start. I'm so tired of people starting a fitness goal and not completing it. They don't complete it because they're lazy. They don't not complete it because they're lazy or because they didn't care. They don't complete it because they lost faith that they're worth that extra effort, that their health, that their life, the longevity of their life and their ability to live is worth that extra effort that they have to make in putting in those decisions for making lifestyle changes, nutritional changes, exercise habit changes. They get derailed because they forget that they're worth fighting for. You're worth fighting for. Your actions in life are worth fighting for. And you're never going to get unstuck in whatever it is that's holding you back from truly being the best version of yourself possible until you stop making excuses, until you start deciding that you will complete what you start. You will. And here's my concise list of five for you. Number one, minimize. Number two, deadline. Number three, action. Number four, trust. And number five, complete. So again, minimize. Focus down. Make one goal. Pick one thing you're going to take action on. Number two, create a deadline. Just do it. Don't make it. Don't worry about decisions. Don't worry. Don't put it off. Don't say, I hope one day or I would like to. That's all weak talk. I would like to. That's conditional. It's not going to happen if you're already starting thinking about it conditionally. I will do this. Change your words. Words have power. Number three, action. Just do it. Just take action. No excuses. Just start it. Number four, trust. And that means trust your calling. And then five, complete. Decide today that you are going to, from here on out, be a person that completes what they start. Period. That's it. You are making a character decision about yourself today. And then starting today, you get to practice doing that. And then tomorrow, you get to practice doing it. And you can't get upset or frustrated if you don't measure up immediately to that standard. It's a growing process. It's a learning process. It's a skill and a characteristic that you're going to grow into. Minimize, deadline, action, trust, and complete. And that's it for today's show. I'm talking short and sweet and to the point because I want you to go take action. You can be someone who takes action. And what's so empowering about action is that it's so incredibly rewarding. And every time you do something, it gets easier. And every time you take action, that fear that you feel about stepping forward, that doubt, you get to train your mind that doubt and self-doubt and fear are simply part of life. But your voice, Your true inner voice, your authentic voice, that voice from your childhood, a true belief that you can do anything you set your mind to, that voice gets stronger each and every time you take action. It's amazing. It's so cool to let that voice grow in strength. And the only way that's going to grow is if you give it opportunity to practice doing that, to practice speaking truth into your life and proving to yourself that you can do things that you never thought possible. I mean, I think a lot of things, the major reason that's holding a lot of us back, is we simply don't think we're capable of anything better than what we're doing. And I just challenge you today to capture those lies You're lying to yourself. That is not true. You have this, you have a great amount of potential and story and impact deep within you and purpose. And I need you to let it out. I need you to believe in it. I need you to share it with the world. Share your voice and share your story. There are people out there that need it. And so on to my announcements. Couple, I just have two announcements. The first is an update on one of my coaching programs. You have often heard of my 30-day program. Some of you have done it. Some of you have checked out my website. It is the starting point for change. I absolutely adore this program and I really believe it's life-changing. So I'm upgrading some major things and it really just getting it super, super hearty. It's awesome already and it's really making changes in everyone's life that's doing it. And I am opening it to more people. It's going under a name change. It's breakout. You're going to break out of getting unstuck in life. So if you are trying to not, if you are listening to today's show and looking for ways to get unstuck in your thinking, in your action, or where you are, and you really want to change your mind, Breakout is the program for you. You can email me, trish@trishblackwell.com for more info. We're updating the whole webpage with more info on it and more of the updates, so hang tight for that. But immediately, if you want more info on the program, this is life-changing. It is a life-changing program, and if you sit here and you're listening and thinking, what is my next step? It is Breakout. Here's number two, the special announcement. As per popular demand, I am changing up my mastermind group. Currently, Insiders is an awesome and really tight-knit group of email motivation and monthly calls. And I realized that we're going to have much more effective coaching and an ability to connect and really get you guys coached to the next level. Because this is a podcast and you are listeners and a community that love audio and audio coaching and saturating your lives with truth. And from hearing that, a couple of you were listening to the same episodes 5 times, 7 times, 10 times in a week, I realized that you need more. So my Insiders group is now changing and it's going to be 100% a private podcast group, being that every Thursday, you are going to be delivered to your inbox a private podcast. It's a podcast show that I am creating and going to create with monthly topical progressions for subscribers only, for this inside group only. Very excited. I'm going to pour my heart into it and really make life-changing content for you. You'll always get the free show is always going to be on Tuesdays, but if you need more, another great step for you to just saturate your mind with truth is the private podcast, and that's going to be on Thursdays. Check it out. There's going to be info. I will post more info by next week's show. We don't even have the website up with all the details, so this is first Insiders look. You guys are my community. You get to know the first thing. And so today I'm recording it September 10th for those of you, and putting into perspective, September 10th, 2013. So if you're listening anytime after that, go to my webpage, trishblackwell.com, and you'll find all the info on how to get hooked up into my private podcast show. As always, you guys are an amazing community. Thank you so much. Thank you for participating in the 5-star rating. And as a reminder, if you are new and you love the show, if you walked away with anything, the best thing you can do is just share it with someone else. And the best thing you can do is take action. I mean, take action. Just do it. I love you guys. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you again next week. And I'm loading up some good speakers coming up. So if you have any topical requests that you want to cover or something you're struggling with, post on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Trish Blackwell Fitness, or you can private message me on that Facebook page. Let me know what you need more of. I'm here to serve you guys with content and value that will change and accelerate your lives. And so I need to hear from you so I can serve you better. Go and take action on today and have an amazing, amazing day.
Thanks for listening to Confidence on the Go. Love the show? Let us know by leaving a review on iTunes. Now, go get out there and love the skin you're in.